Good morning. Coming to you from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm your host, Teresa Watkins. I'm a landscape designer, horticulturist, garden author. I love to help homeowners and gardeners with their yards and landscapes. I'm here to answer your questions today. Lizzie's not here this week, and I'm very excited to have producer Guy Roberts with us this morning. Good morning, Guy.
Good morning. How are you?
I am great. How was your week?
It was fantastic. Thank you.
Really? What did you do?
I worked on Good Morning Orlando all week, and we had really, really good shows and a lot of content to talk about.
Oh, how wonderful. I know you enjoyed that. Well, I am getting back. I was away with Tony. We went to North Carolina, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and it was a driving, you know, a car trip, and we just had a great time. The weather was excellent. We missed all the rainfall that they desperately needed in Massachusetts. They're going through a drought. But then the temperatures at night were in the 60s. And so it was really nice and cool, overcast, great way to take photographs. I visited gardens. I visited the Whaling Museum in New Bedford. And in North Carolina, really cool, not temperature-wise, but really cool things just happened synchronistically that I was able to visit and it was accidental. We drove right past the cemetery of my 8th and 7th great grandfather and grandmother.
Wow.
And so we were able to visit that. Those were from the 1700s, and that was Squire Boone and his wife Sarah, and then their daughter Sarah Boone and John Wilcoxon. And so that's, you know, the relations in our family tree. Daniel Boone, I'm related to Daniel Boone.
Wow.
I did not know that watching Fess Parker in the more, you know, on the at the nighttime during the 60s. And so that was really cool. So it was just all happened interesting. And I also found out that Tom Dooley, my husband's a big fan of the Kingston Trio. His dad was a big fan of the Kingston Trio. And that the song Tom Dooley, Hang Down Your Head, Tom Dooley, was an actual real event where Tom Dula, D-U-L-A, was hung for killing his fiance, his girlfriend. And that was interesting to find out. So we drove through that little town on the back roads of North Carolina. So visiting lots of gardens. We'll talk about that today. Also, too, I was able to tour private gardens and the landscape designer Jay Sifford. He was named North Carolina's most outstanding landscape designer in 2021 by Lux Life magazine. And so it was really amazing to go to his weekend home and just hang out and look at all the beautiful flowers and plants. Also, too, I got to spend time with one of my heroes, Tony Avent, Plant Delights nursery in Raleigh, North Carolina, and I was able to go plant shopping, which was not a good thing.
Raleigh's really nice.
Raleigh is beautiful, and we filled up the back of the car with lots of plants, some of them even Florida natives, which was very interesting to go to North Carolina to find Florida natives. And so we'll be talking about that, talking about the trip, the designing, and we're also going to be answering your gardening questions. I was pleased to see that over the last few months, we have had over 1,000 people like Better Lawns and Gardens Facebook page. So that is incredible. Thank you so much to everybody out there who likes our page. And we would love for you to do that on Facebook and follow us on Instagram. And, you know, we've had great response with that. Coming up, I'll be talking, like I said, about Jay Sifford's garden. And if you'd like to give us a call, today is all you, 1-888-455-2967 to get on the board. You can call Guy. He'll put you right up there. And also, too, you can text me at 23680. Let me know you're awake and you're with us and what kind of cuppa you're having, whether it's a cup of tea or a cup of coffee. I would love to hear that. So we're coming up to the mid-August, the end of the month, and this is still a great time to be putting down vegetables. If you're growing tomatoes from seeds, then and peppers and eggplants, This is the time to put them in the ground, get them going. Also, to cantaloupes, collards, corn, cucumbers, eggplant, which I mentioned before, lima beans, okra. Okra is in the mallow family, in the hibiscus family, and it is a beautiful addition. If you'd like to have an edible landscape, and if you love okra, which I do, I love okra fried for breakfast, and so it's a great plant to have as a shrub. It gets very tall, and you can get lots of okra from it, so it goes in full sun. So that's a great plant for an edible landscape. This is a time to be planting pumpkins. Okay, if you'd like a pumpkin for Halloween, go ahead, make sure to get them in the ground. Snap beans, southern peas, squash, and also watermelon. And you should be able to plant those. Bulbs, we're going to be talking about all the plants that I bought and the different ones. And I did get a lot of lilies, rain lilies, regular lilies, crinums, and day lilies. So we'll be talking about that. And so I'm looking forward to that. So good morning, everyone. I'm glad to be back home. If you would have a question, this is the time to call. It's all about you today and your gardening questions. And if it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. And this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
This August, we want you to remember to keep children safe as we return to school. Always stop for stopped school buses and obey signals from crossing guards. Remain alert and do not use your cell phone in school zones. And remember that car seats and booster seats only work if they are used correctly every time. Do your part to help keep us safe on the roadways.
Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles. For more important safety tips, visit flhsmv.gov.
We live in a country that celebrates the pursuit of happiness. It's written in the Declaration of Independence. According to the World Happiness Report, and yes, it's a real report, America ranks 19th out of 195 countries in overall happiness. That's not bad, especially when you think about all that's transpiring in our world. But let's make it personal. Are you happy? What does it mean to be happy? And how on earth do we find it? We tend to feel happy when things are going our way. But what if genuine, deep-rooted happiness isn't found in our circumstances? C.S. Lewis once said, "History is the long, terrible story of man searching for something other than God which will make him happy." The world might make you feel happy temporarily, but you see, lasting joy is a result of being in a right relationship with God. Happiness is a byproduct of fulfilling God's will for your life through Jesus. This is Bryant Wright, hoping you experience real happiness, speaking right from my heart.
To subscribe to devotions, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm so glad that you're here with me. Got a text message that said iced tea was their favorite to drink in the morning. And with our warm summer temperatures, I can understand that. And they love it brewed with peach and southern sweet tea for low calories. And then they pour over ice. Well, thank you very much for letting me know that. And that my text line is working there. If you'd like to give us a call, 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text at 23680. So the August weather for us in Florida is really kind of the same across the state. There's not much difference, and we're getting a lot of rain, which we desperately need. So in Central Florida right now, the temperatures for the next 10 days or so are going to be in the high 90s with high 70s at nighttime. And we are going to be getting, adequate rain. Turn your irrigation systems off. And this is a time of the year that we don't need to add more water to our landscapes. No reason at all. If you get at least 1 inch of rain a week, then there's no need to supplement it with additional water that you're going to pay for or use a well and, drain it. So South Florida, you're going to be in the high 80s this week, again with that rainfall, and you are going to be in the low 80s at night. So not a lot of change there, and I'm sure that you're going to need the air conditioning there, so I love to sleep with air conditioning. North Florida, you're going to be getting rain too as well, mid 80s and lows in the 70s at night. So that's pretty, similar. We're in that time of the year. It's not too bad. I will tell you, up north, they experienced warmer temperatures. But when we were there, the weather was beautiful. Everybody kept saying that that it was really warm and that they really couldn't handle it. And I'm going, we're from Florida. We've got this. And so while we were there in Massachusetts, the temperatures were in the 70s and low 80s during the day. And 60s at night. I will tell you, I was wearing a sweater for some times. And it's good to get out there. It felt like fall. And that was fun and so needed. I will tell you, I did need the break. Massachusetts and Rhode Island, they did receive rain while we were there. And they needed it. I was surprised to see all of the yards with brown grass. And so I could tell that not a lot of yards up there. And I'm talking about the backwoods in the suburban areas. They didn't have irrigation systems, and so the grasses were all brown. Temperatures in North Carolina were similar, but they had been receiving regular rain. So it was interesting to see the different parts of the country from the road and check out their gardening issues and what they're dealing with. Let's go to Rebecca in Port St. Lucie. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning to you.
How can we help you?
It's nice to wake up and hear your voice.
Oh, thank you so much, Rebecca. That's so sweet.
And the reason I'm calling is really not about gardening. I made comments earlier about the song Tom Dooley.
Yes.
Dula. Yeah. My uncle wrote that song.
Oh, my goodness.
It was, And it surprised me to hear you talking about it on the radio. That's why I called. I just got excited.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. What was your uncle's name?
My uncle, Frank Prophet.
Isn't that wonderful? Well, it was really interesting. We're driving along, Rebecca, and you know how you see the historical markers? And so we were driving through Union Grove, North Carolina, and so I looked it up, what Union Grove was famous for, and they don't have a lot of, you know, population there. It was only like 2,000 to 3,000 people. And they said that's where Tom Dooley was hung, and that, but the name, family name was Dula, D-U-L-A. And,
Correct. You know,
and so we did not know that. And there was a little bit of trivia that was really exciting. So thank you so much for calling. You should be very proud. That's a great song.
Yeah, it is. I've got most of my uncles. He played the music as well. But I could talk forever about it. Now I'm up and going. But sure, nice to hear you. Nice to hear your voice early in the morning.
Thank you so much, Rebecca, for calling in. My husband will be excited about that. I talked to someone who wrote Tom Dooley's song. That's incredible. I love that. Thank you so much, Rebecca. You have a great weekend.
Bye-bye, dear.
Bye-bye. And so it was very exciting. So while we were in North Carolina, we drove the backwoods, like I say, of small cities in the Blue Ridge Parkway. I loved seeing the clouds floating through the air, through the mountains in the morning. And as a landscape designer, I thrive on visiting various botanical gardens. It just gives me inspiration for designing private gardens. And so by seeing the different styles, classic, formal, natural, and organic, themed in small and large properties, it gives me a broader range of what can be accomplished with plants. And so that is really, it gives me inspiration. So we do have a text message that says, how deep does 1 inch go into the roots of a plant? And so I don't know if you're talking about rainfall, how 1 inch can go down and it percolates. 1 inch of rainfall, if that's what you're talking about, will go down 12 inches. Okay. And so it will go down 1 foot. And so when we're talking about getting that rainfall, it will just keep percolating down. And it eventually makes its way into the aquifer. So it's really interesting. We don't have to put a lot of water down. You want to make sure that you calibrate your irrigation system to deliver that 1 inch, 1.5 inch of water a week if you do not get rainfall. But like I said, this week it's not going to be a problem. Should not have to water for 10 days or so. And by that I mean your yard, your plants that are established, not a new landscape, not new turf, but your plants that are established in the landscape should be able to go 7 days, 10 days without irrigation. And by watering more often, you're encouraging a short root system. And a short root system is going to need more water. So by watering less often, you're going to have Mother Nature, she's going to push those roots down deeper to get access to the water. And so, you know, if you're lawn cannot go 1 week without irrigation, then you have a spoiled lawn. And so, again, I'm not talking about new turf. If you're planting turf, if you're, you know, sodding your yard, you want to water the first week once a day, depending on what type of turf you have. And if the temperatures are really excessively high, that might be twice a day, depending on your turf. But once a day, usually for most turfs, a day for the first week. Then you want to water every 2 days the second week. And then you water every 3 days the third week, delivering 1 inch each time you water. And then after the third week, you are on your way to watering according to the restrictions. And that's twice a week. And I don't like the word restrictions. Restrictions kind of makes us feel like we're being punished. And we're not being punished. That's all we need to water anyway. Okay. And so if you're watering more than twice a week, stop it. And if you're watering, you know, you could even water once a week the entire year, because that's the twice a week watering is allowed during the summertime. And then we revert back to when we go back to daylight savings time, then we revert back to once a week during the winter. Once a week watering all year long is fine. okay? Especially, you know, you want to make sure you have the right plant in the right place, dependent on your soil conditions, your sunlight, and also, you know, your pH. You want to check all of those. Make sure you're planting the right plants so they're not stressed out and you don't need to water them so much, okay? So Tony and I had the opportunity to visit Rodewood. That's the private sanctuary of Jay Sifford, North Carolina's most outstanding landscape designer. Jay is an accomplished writer and speaker, and his work has appeared in Southern Living, Country Gardens, Fine Garden, and Garden Design magazine, as well as in several books. His inspiration design style features contemporary and Asian aesthetics, and his home is a black, entirely black, roof and siding, mountain rustic but elegant home with a dog trot porch and a deck overlooking evergreen 40-foot tall treetops. That's how deep the slope, how tall the angle of the mountaintop that we were on. And 20-foot tall rhododendrons were coming up just to the deck, and it drops down 50 feet to a rushing creek. It was amazing. And Jay's garden style is purposed and organized as if Mother Nature individually planted each fir tree, perennial, and shrub in its place. So it was just very inspirational, very beautiful. And his flair of combining plants is very unique. And one that I really have a kindred spirit for is designing landscapes that look like botanical gardens, that they're not cookie cutter, box store plant varieties, and that they are natives and non-natives used accordingly to the site conditions, but they attracted birds and butterflies and bees. It was just amazing. So he had, they were everywhere. So he has a spherical conversation area in the front yard, and it was hidden by tall milkweed, joe pie plants, hydrangeas, liatris, mints, and ornamental grasses, and small pine trees and junipers. And so it was just gorgeous. Each garden had a hardscape entrance, and the glass art sculptures were colorful and very, very unique. So you knew you were entering an ethereal world when he designed his landscape. And he designed it just like gardens should do, that they welcome you into the gardener's yard and they display what kind of personality you have. So thinking about your landscape, does it display your personality? Can people go by and go, wow, that person is very unique, or they have a unique style, they have a wonderful type? So I'm going to post my photos of Rodewood on Facebook this week, and I hope to interview Jay Sifford soon and have him explain his philosophy of design. So we're going to take a break right now. It's the perfect time to get on board to call or text your gardening question. Just dial 1-888-45-LAWNS or text me at 23680. I'm Teresa Watkins from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-712-8082. 800-712-8082. 800-712-8082. That's 800-712-8082. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you a homeowner and need extra cash to pay off debt, medical bills, education expenses? Or are you planning for retirement? Homeowners like us have most of our money tied up in our homes. But what good does it do if you can't access your money with a real-life checkbook? EasyKnock offers a new way of getting cash out of your home. They buy it from you, and you stay in your home as a renter. And depending on your program, you can also buy it back at any time. If your credit score is not perfect, don't worry. EasyKnock can still help you get the cash you need. If your home is valued at $100,000 or more, take 5 minutes of your time to learn how to convert the equity in your home into cash. Give EasyKnock a call right now.
800-382-7624. 800-382-7624. 800-382-7624. That's 800-382-7624.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes, and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and I am here to answer your gardening questions. I love to do that. I love to help people with their yards and landscapes and give you my professional opinion. And, you know, sometimes, you know, gardening can be opinion based on science, but it can be just a thought process that, you know, you have to work through and figure out. And so if you know someone who loves gardening, please let them know about Better Lawns and Gardens. And you don't have to wake up early in the morning like Guy and I. Guy, we're not morning people, are we?
No, not at all. but we do a morning show.
We do. And so, you know, if you, you know, have a question, we can help you with that. And you don't have to wake up early in the morning, like I said, with us. We do have the podcast up on Better Lawns and Gardens and also on Audio Boom. And you can hear the podcast anytime. Just Google Better Lawns and Gardens podcast, or whatever social media that you listen to. And then if you want to, also on Facebook, I post the week's show there, and it's really easy to find. So we would love to do that. So growing flowers, I was amazed at all of the beautiful bulbs that are growing in up in New England, and they just had just wonderful colors along the roadsides. The wildflowers were gorgeous. But what can we grow here in Florida right now? Well, looking at the nursery centers, you can see all of the abundant flowers we can grow here year-round. But right now, angelonia is blooming, begonias are blooming, black-eyed Susans, blue days, butterfly weed, bush daisies, cat whiskers, chrysanthemums. If you're growing chrysanthemums in the ground or in a pot and they're nice and bushy, go ahead and pinch them back so you can have some beautiful fall full color. Also, coleus can add color where you don't have sunlight, but also it can add color in full sun too as well, from just the foliage, not the flowers. Coreopsis, chrysandra, fire spikes, garas, which are called whirling butterflies, and they're so pretty. Golden globes, heliconias are blooming right now, and jacobinias, impatiens, lantana marigolds, moonflowers, pentas, butterfly plants, butterflies love pentas. And my favorites are the red ones because they're so striking and can really be seen from a distance and from a height, so that, you know, butterflies and birds, hummingbirds can see them, so they can get down. If you have a hummingbird feeder, plant pentas, and they'll be able to notice that color red right away, and they'll come visit your yard. Stokasters, sunflowers, tyrrhenias, and zinnias. And on Facebook this morning, I have already posted a picture of a sunflower that might beat the world's record. And it's so interesting that they've got a platform built to keep it upright. And so it is over 25 feet. And the record right now for sunflowers is 24 and a half inches. 24 feet. Okay, so that's very big sunflower, and he is from the Ukraine, and he called it the Ukraine spirit. So it's a wonderful picture, and I hope he makes the Guinness World Book of Records. So I have a text message from Jamie. It is a perfect text message. Perfect text message has your name and the city and your question, and that gives me really good information so that I can answer your gardening question correctly. So Jamie says, I have some hollyhock seeds that are 30 years old. Are they still good, and are they okay to do in pots or better in the ground? All right, so hollyhocks are one of our flowers that we plant in the wintertime, okay, not in the summertime. And up north, they can do them in the summer, but here we plant hollyhocks in the late fall, and then they can bloom and thrive over the springtime. So I will say I'm always, hopeful and positive, and that I will, I would plant them in a pot, so that in a large pot, because they do get tall, and then you can transplant them to the ground if you want. But I would see if they're going to grow. I don't know how they were kept, if they were kept in cool conditions. So you might not have all of them sprout, but maybe one or two. That would be very interesting. I'm just wondering where you found hollyhock seeds after 30 years. Were they in your home, or did you have a parent's and you found them in a drawer somewhere? That's kind of interesting. 30-year-old hollyhock seeds. I would give it a shot, Jamie. Go for it. Thanks for the text message. Let's go to Eileen in Polk City. Good morning, Eileen. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am good. Thank you very much for calling in. How can I help you this morning?
Okay. I was given a what was called a butterfly bush.
Okay.
Everybody calls a butterfly bush a butterfly bush.
Yes. I understand your point very well.
So anyway, it is now about 5 feet tall. Uh-huh. No, it can't be because I'm 4'11". So it's about 6 feet tall.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
It shoots off these purple tubular flowers.
Okay.
And the butterflies and the hummingbirds go nuts over these flowers.
Okay.
Can you tell me what they are?
Yes. They.
Oh, you can?
I can, yes. Those are called buddleias, B-U-D-D-L-E-I-A.
Okay, spell it again.
B-U-D as in David, D as in David, L-E-I-A. Okay, buddleias. And they are called a butterfly plant, butterfly bush, and they do attract wonderful butterflies.
Okay. Well, you're the first one that could tell me what it was because I took the flower over to Lowe's.
Uh-huh.
And they said it's a butterfly bush.
Yeah, yeah.
I said, I know that because my dear mother-in-law, about 10 years ago, gave me a shoot of one. So I went ahead and rooted it, and now it's in my backyard. But the grasshoppers have been so bad.
Oh, the lubbers. Oh, my goodness.
Well, Bob's been stepping on them.
Good.
They've been on the sidewalk, so he's been stepping on them. And no, I have not done the neem oil. I had a severe MS attack.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So I was down for about 2 weeks.
I'm sorry to hear that, Elaine. Well, hope you feel better soon. I've got to run here. We've got a hard break here. Do you have a gardening question that you need answers to? Call me at 1-888-455-2967, just like Eileen. And you can text me at 23680. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
When was the last time you had a truly awesome nursery experience? A nursery and garden center with a huge selection and friendly expert advice. We're talking about Quality Green Specialists in DeLand. At Quality Green, we have your favorite plants, fruit trees, flowers, vegetables, and herbs. Plus, with our 8011 fertilizer, organic azomite, and composted soil, your garden will look its very best. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, and online at qualitygreenspecialist.com.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Jennifer knows firsthand that not all military trauma is combat related. As a sexual assault survivor, she left the service and tried to move on, but the depression and nightmares never left. Jennifer got the help she needed. Now, she works at the Florida Veterans Support Line, using her journey to help fellow vets find the support and resources they need. Call 1-844-MY-FL-VET. Confidential, 24/7.
If adjusting to civilian life is hard, call me. I've been there.
If you have ever thought about remodeling your bathroom but were worried it would take too long or cost too much, then stop worrying. Right now, Jacuzzi Bath Remodel has designed a collection of high-quality custom products and perfected the one-day remodeling experience so you can enjoy your new bathroom faster than ever before. It's a worry-free bath remodel from the most trusted brand name in the business, Jacuzzi. A jacuzzi bath system fits in your existing tub space. It's a no-mess installation with an amazing style selection, factory-certified installers, and a limited lifetime warranty. Call 800-517-6580, 800-517-6580 right now and get 50% off installations with no interest and no payments for 12 months. Replace that old bathtub today with a walk-in shower for a safer bathing experience. If you have lived in your home for over 15 years, it's time to remodel your bathroom. For a virtual or in-home appointment, call 800-517-6580. That's 800-517-6580. 800-517-6580.
Life can be full of risks.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, horticulturist, landscape designer, and garden author. If you'd love to, I would love for you to ask me gardening questions that you have, especially if you're new to Florida and, you know, gardening you think is so different here than up north. Give me a call. I can help you with that. 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. And, you know, if you'll give us your first name and city and your gardening question, that helps make it a lot easier. So thank you so much. So Frank in Brooksville says, we have what appears to be take-all root rot in our Floritam sod, and they've tried different things like peat moss and disease control. However, it seems to be slowly devouring our lawn. Do you have any advice for us? Yes. Okay, so take-all root rot comes from overwatering, and sometimes you can't help it because we get lots of rain, and North Florida has had lots of rain this year. But next year, okay, you can't do anything after you get the fungus, you know, the take-all root rot. You can't do anything but let it dry out, okay? But next year, before the rainy season starts, I would say the end of May, I would apply a fungal control fungicide, and then you're going to want to do that according to the label, as often as the label tells you, okay, apply a fungicide, and that will help, you know, protect the grass. It will prevent it if you're not, you know, irrigating, overwatering. So what I mean by that is once a plant gets a fungal issue, you can't stop it. You can only let it work its way out. But you can prevent a fungus. Okay, you can prevent a fungal disease. So that's what you need to do is try to take measures now to stop the watering, let it dry out, and which is good because we're going into a rainy season. Now, the other thing is that I want to make sure that your Floritam is in full sun. Sometimes when we build a house or we buy a property and we have turf that's in full sun, after 5 to 10 years, the trees have grown, the shrubs have grown, and the landscape is more shaded. And Floritam needs full sun so that you have at least 8 hours of sunlight a day. So check to make sure that you are getting enough sunlight so that you're not overwatering and that the turf has a chance to survive. Okay, Frank? I hope that helps you. If not, give me another text message and we can go from there. Thank you so much. Now, I had a email. Facebook email, thank you very much for liking our Facebook page, from Joy, and she says, I'm at my daughter's house, and she has a crepe myrtle, and her whole tree looks like this picture. And she sent me a photograph of a leaf, a crepe myrtle leaf, that was all covered in kind of like a black film, and that's sooty mold. Now, the sooty mold, the black film, can really flake off. It can even be washed off, but it's a symptom of the problem. So what her daughter has is actually aphids or whiteflies, okay? And so that means that she's got to take care of the insect issue. Now, the tree is 9 feet tall, and it's not in shade, but it's near the house. And it was planted just in December, and so it's a new development and a new house. So my recommendation to Joy's daughter is that it's still small enough that she can move it. Being so close to a house, it's not going to have good air circulation, and it's going to be more susceptible to insect issues. I would move it away from the house so that it gets the full sun it needs, but that it has good air circulation. And then she needs to use a systemic because it's too tall to spray a liquid on. Okay, so a systemic for insect control, like either Bonide, systemic granules, or bioadvanced tree and shrub insect control, which you can get at your box stores and at your nurseries, and apply that. So you put the granules around the base of it, and then that's going to, you know, resolve the insect issue. So Joy had a really great question, and it's something that we need to think about when we're planting plants. Now, developers and new homes, cookie cutter designs, everybody puts the house, you know, the plants and the they're called foundation plants. But you really want to make sure that you keep plants away from the foundation at least 2 feet, out in the full sun where they can get all of the rain, not underneath the eaves of a house, okay, and that they have good air circulation, that you can walk around any trees that you have. That's going to be the best. And so hopefully that fixes Joy's daughter's crepe myrtle problems altogether. So Jay from Melbourne says, an armadillo has been visiting my landscape beds. What is the best way to discourage it from coming back? Well, armadillos eat insects. They don't eat plants. And so you either have a grub population in your turf areas in your yard, or you have earthworms. Now, if you have earthworms, that's a good thing. And you don't want to do anything to discourage or to kill the earthworms. So armadillos usually just come through the neighborhood, eat the armadillos, and they move on. But if you have a grub population in there, if getting rid of the insect issue will help deter armadillos from coming in your yard. So you have to figure out what you have, Jay, and let me know. Armadillos, get rid of the grubs if you have grubs, or if you have earthworms. Armadillos are really, you know, aerating your soil, and it's a good thing. Real quick, let's go to Jack in Lakeland. Good morning, Jack. How can I help you?
Well, I had a friend who gave me a clump of mint, and from his, he had it in his pond, and it's growing in a big chunk of styrofoam. And I'm wondering how can I get that transferred to another situation?
Okay.
I do have a pond myself.
You do? A mint that grows in a pond? I mean, are you sure it's a mint?
Yes.
Okay.
On a big piece of styrofoam.
I would chip away at the styrofoam. The styrofoam should break apart really easy. So I would break the styrofoam away and get a good clump of the root system and then transplant it to a full sun area. You may have to water it a little bit. They should be able to last on rainfall. But because it's been in the pond, it may be adapted to having more water. So it may stress out when you do that. So don't worry about it. It should recover.
Okay. I'll give it a try. There, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Jack, for listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I appreciate it. And I hope he calls back and lets us know if it survives or not. Good morning, Teresa, is a text message. You're probably familiar with the bulbine. I have a large bed of them in my clear water yard. I've been having a terrible time to control weeds in the bed. This includes sedge grass. Hand weeding seems to be a lost cause, and spot Roundup treatment ends up taking out much of the bulbine. Do you know of any over-the-top herbicide that will target the sedge but not hurt the bulbine? And thank you so much. You listened to our show on iHeartRadio. Thanks, Jeff, in Clearwater. That's great. A perfect text message. And so, Jeff, no. The answer is anything you spray on the area, even if you don't get it on the green area, is going to affect the bulbine. And so my suggestion, okay, this is the way I would handle it, is I would take out all of the bulbine and place them in the shade or in a pot somewhere on your patio, somewhere where they're not going to get intense sunlight. And I would take them out of that bed area, pop them up, just move them over, and then take control of your sedge. Okay, you can use sedge hammer or another sedge weed control sedge herbicide. Get rid of your sedge, and then transplant, move your bulbines back to the area after probably about 3 weeks. I would do that. Okay, that's going to be your easiest way to get rid of it. because if not, the runners underneath, the rhizomes underneath are going to continue to grow, and it's just going to continue to get worse and worse. So that's my easiest way. Let me know if that works for you, Jeff. All right. I appreciate that. You can give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text us at 23680. We're going to be talking about my visit with my hero, my legendary plant hunter, plantsman, and also a proprietor of Plant Delights Nursery. It's my favorite out-of-state nursery, and we're going to be talking about him and also taking your gardening questions. What else can you be doing this month? This is important. So if you are wanting to make sure that you're all cut up for the summer, the end of summer, and heading into fall, you want to enrich your sandy soils and old garden sites with organic soils, organic matter, compost, black cow manure, and that will add the nutrients and give your sandy soils a way to hold on to moisture longer. You're not going to need to water as much. You're not going to need to fertilize as much. And so that's a really good thing to do at the end of summer. Also, to test your soil acidity, okay? Your soil acidity is very important. It's how plants are able to absorb nutrients. If you have a wrong pH, or if you have a specific type of pH, either acidic or alkaline, you're going to want to have plants that can handle that pH. That's how they absorb nutrients and fertilizer. Also, too, check your pineapples. They should be getting ready now. Get them before they turn very yellow, turn to orange. Smell it. If it's fragrant, you can pull it. Thank you for listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. We're going to be right back with another hour. And you can go to our website, betterlawns.com, and you can hear the show, or you can go to audioboom.com, and you can hear all of the past shows for the last 2 years on audioboom.com. You can also sign up for Audioboom. It's free, and you can get a download. It will let you know when the shows are uploaded. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542, 802-341-4542, 802-341-4542, that's 802-341-4542.